151.
Okay. Yeah.
Is it like a B flat?
Yeah.
Okay.
My name is Maddie Alrich, and I'm the costume designer for.
Hi, my name is Annie Saunders, and I am creating the wreck with my team.
And I'm Lynn Lemonhaw, and I am the set designer and costume designer.
I'm actually a visual artist in a performing arts.
I'm Kate Fry, and I'm the scenographer.
My name is Missy Mazzoli, and I'm the composer.
I'm Royce Fabric, and I am the librettist for the opera Proving Up.
High art quality of it. It's really great.
The capacity for invention.
I'll be designing the costumes and the space, the environment.
When you're dealing with a living composer and all these living collaborators, no wonder opera is viewed as this art form where everything meets.
My name is Lillian Snortland with Opera Omaha. I'm excited to announce the launching of a brand new podcast called Making Magic, featuring conversations with artists and artistic leaders of Omaha coming in 2019. While we wait, we'll explore where Opera Omaha has been with these breadcrumbs from the past. In the following, director James Dara and his creative team comment on the surprising and complex music of composer John Adams from the Opera Omaha 2015 production of A Flowering Tree.
When you think opera, you think a very specific sound. Or you think the generic wash of classical music. And John Adams, it is unlike anything. Yeah. If you've not heard it before, it's an experience to hear it for the first time.
I would say this is the most fun music to conduct. It's really challenging for everybody, for the whole orchestra. And it involves amazing counting for the singers. And they all, of course, sing from memory because they're focused on acting. So if you can imagine every single bar being in a different time signature, every single rest that they count, it feels kind of off balance for them. And they sing this beautiful soaring melody, but it's incredibly complex. So I think what we all love about it is how complex it is to perform it.
It's always about a negotiation of dramatic intent and music intent. And opera is unique because it's not like a play where an actor and a director really set the amount of time in which something occurs and thought occurs. So the speed at which I say a line in Hamlet is determined in a way by me and the director, ultimately. And time can sort of bend. In an opera, it can't. And you have a certain amount of time in which things have to happen and thoughts have to occur, because it's all metered out and the conductor's moving and like the train is leaving. And you're either going to figure out a way to make that work or not. And what that results in is a constant negotiation of like how to play those things and how to get at what the composer was after, but also be an artist and be an interpreter and find sort of life within it. Aside from just like incredible writing and incredible vocal writing, there's like 5,000 people in the pit. Yeah, it's just this like wave of sound.
It's also humongous.
It's huge. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we're gonna have the basement rigged to have all the percussionists and the harp.
It'll be awesome because then you'll have huge bass drum under the stage. So you have dancers and singers and
directly above.
It's literally like you're creating an environment in which extraordinary things can happen.